السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب ربنا وطبيبنا وطبيب قلوبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم تر كيف ضرب الله مثلا كلمة طيبة كشجرة طيبة أصلها ثابت وفرعها في السماء تؤتي أكلها كل حين بإذن ربها ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس، صدق الله العظيم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
Most respected ulama, our dear respected elders and dear brothers and our young friends and our mothers and sisters who are listening over the audio. Alhamdulillah, Allah Rabbul Izzat, in His grandeur, in His mercy, in His fadal, in His sheer wish and want for us as His creation, Allah Rabbul Izzat gives humanity and gives people and gives human beings far more than we deserve in every respect. Whether we are able to discern those ni'mat and bounties, and whether we are unable to discern them, whether we are able to comprehend them, enumerate them or not, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's fadl and mercy, even upon a person who regards himself to be in deep misery, even a person who regards himself to be in the depth of difficulty, even on such a person too, the ni'mats of Allah and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to flow. But it is sometimes our lack of being able to reflect over the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that obstruct us from actually understanding them, from discerning them, and from appreciating them and being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one of the very important antidotes or formulas for a person in life in respect to our spirituality is for a person to be drowned in the act of shukr. اِعْمَلُوا آلَ دَاوُدَ شُكْرًا. In the Quran Sharif, Allah refers to the act of shukr as an ibadat. It is something that is a formula. It is something that is a remedy. And therefore shukr is not only to be made on an occasion when a person discerns something, but shukr is supposed to be done regularly, continuously, consistently, constantly, so that a person is able to discern the favors of Allah more and more and be more grateful to Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us understanding. Allah give us the haqiqat and reality to become those servants who are truly grateful to Him. Because in the Quran al-Kareem, Allah makes mention also, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورُ, that there are very few of my servants. Allah says, there are very few of my servants who are truly grateful to me. So therefore Allah make us from among those servants who are truly grateful to Him. My dear friends, one of the ni'mats that Allah has blessed us with, among all our physical and our outer ni'mats and apparent ni'mats and bounties that we see, one very neglected ni'mat and bounty and favor, or a ni'mat and a favor and a bounty that we can all regard to have neglected and forgotten about largely, that is the ni'mat and the bounty and the favor of the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran al-Kareem, the Quran al-Majeed, the Furqan al-Hamid, this is such a bounty and ni'mat and favor that occupies a central space in each and every one of our lives. And it should be the forefront of our lives at all time. It should be our point of reference. It should be our point of reflection. It should be something through which we make dua to Allah. It should be something through which we seek the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through. Because Allah has kept it as a composite, as a composition of every solution, of every remedy, and of every ask that a person has. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us direction through the Quran al-Kareem. From the beginning till the end, from the first letter till the last letter, from the first chapter till the last chapter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us such a kitab, such a formula, such a prescription, that if true appreciation is shown to it, then we find that this thing can elevate a person. It can take a person to such heights, it can give a person such fulfillment, such happiness, such contentment, such yaqeen, such conviction, that a person can never imagine that his life can be so happy, that life can be so easy, that to understand things in the correct perspective is such a bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find right at the beginning, Allah Rabbul Izzat has got a surah and a chapter which is known to every little child. Every person learns it in madrasa at an early age, and every person reads it throughout his life. Not one time and two times, but numerous times in a day. We listen to it so many times a day. We read it so many times a day. Yet we find that the reality of this particular chapter sometimes eludes us. That what is the message Allah wants to get across to us? How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to seek from this one chapter alone, Surah Al-Fatiha. So many names Allah has given the surah to show its dynamism. So many benefits Allah has kept in the surah to show how important it is to the reciter. How important, what a place it occupies in the Quran al-Kareem. The commentators explain that the entire Quran Sharif is a commentary of Surah Al-Fatiha. Some commentators have said that the secret of the Quran, among the formulas and the secrets and the remedies in the Quran al-Kareem, the secret of the Quran al-Kareem is Surah Al-Fatiha. Now, a secret is something that everyone wants to know, everyone wants to delve into, because it is something special, it is something unique, it is something telling. So Allah says, you want to know the secret of the Quran, Surah Fatiha. Ponder into Surah Fatiha. And the commentators further explain that the secret of Surah Al-Fatiha is Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. Another very powerful ayah and verse. And if we look at this verse, why it is a secret, one of the explanations that they have given is, it is the essence of everything. The worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Iyaka na'budu, faith and iman, is everything is based on this. And everything that follows faith, conviction, yaqeen, trust, tawakkul, tafweez, resignation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of the qualities that are desirable and that are required to be learnt and developed by a believer, Allah has kept it in this one ayat. So like that, if we take Surah Fatiha and we move on to another dynamic ayah, surah of the Quran, which is known as the most significant, the most virtuous, the most blessed ayat of the Quran, and that is Ayatul Kursi. Again, so much of explanation and so much of commentary and beauty that has been kept in this ayah. The reciter, the benefits for the reciter, the virtues for the reciter, the protection that Allah has promised, the benefit, the prosperity, the progress in one verse of the Quran al-Kareem. And if we move on into the Quran al-Kareem, my dear friends, we'll find Allah has kept remedies and formulas. A comprehensive ayah of the Quran. Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsan wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi, recited by every imam and every khatib and every Friday khutbah in every masjid of the world. Most comprehensive ayat of the Quran. Then we have the most lengthy ayat of the Quran, where Allah speaks about recording transactions to avoid disputes, the longest ayat of the Quran. And like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept formulas. Fatawakkal 'ala Allah innaka 'ala al-haqq al-mubin, the aspect of tawakkul. وَأُفَوِّدُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ, I resign my matter to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَقُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهِ, Allah is sufficient for us. حَسْبُنَ اللَّهِ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ, Allah is most sufficient for the believers. Allah is the best and the best wakil, the most trustable person, who a person can put his trust in. So like that, the Quran al-Kareem opens up to us a life, a new life, a new meaning to life. A refreshing approach to life. Otherwise, a person can get stuck in a routine. He can get stuck in the misery of the world. He can become entrapped in the things that trap us in this world. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling us, my dear. There's an invitation, an open invitation. Today everybody likes to get an invitation. And we get happy when we get an invitation. And sometimes people get upset when they don't get an invitation. Allahu Akbar. Invitation of all invitations. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu istajibu lillah. Allah says, come. There's an invitation. Istajibu lillah. Respond to Allah and His Rasul. إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ. Allah is inviting you to that which will give you life. Today everything is giving us misery, stress, anxiety. Wherever we go and whatever we're doing, we're finding barriers, we're finding obstacles, we're finding difficulty, we're finding challenges, we're finding failure. We find that is the trend of life today. That people cannot trust people today. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is opening up a door of reality for us, a door of life for us, a door of goodness for us. And that is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran al-Kareem. فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُم مِّنِّي هُدًى. Allah says, what has come from me? Allahu Akbar, what a relationship of love, what a bond this is. إِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُم مِّنِّي. Allah is telling us, weak servants, ordinary servants, it's come from me. Something that comes from Allah, our creator, our beloved, our master, our nourisher, the one who every breath depends upon. فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُم مِّنِّي هُدًى. Allah says, it's there for your guidance. It's there for your life. It's there for your benefit. Take it. Understand it. Imbibe it. Embed it. Live with it. Realize it. فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Allah says, whoever will imbibe this Quran, will develop it in his life, integrate it into our lives, integrate it into our routine, integrate it into our minds and hearts. فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُم مِّنِّي هُدًى فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Allah gives us guarantee that a person who lives with the Quran, who lives for the Quran, who integrates the Quran al-Kareem into his life, Allah says that لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ. That person will not experience this, the distress and the illnesses and this anxiety and the difficulty that people experience as far as an emotional aspect is concerned. Today we find the world is steeped in depress. The biggest illnesses today in the world are the mental disorders that people are facing. If you look at the West, as far as they have progressed technologically and in every other way, they are a depressed nation. They are a depressed continent. The highest level of mental disorders and depression is found in the West, in Europe and other parts of the world. The Western world, the progressive world, or the first world if you want to call it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, O people of Iman. And that is why we find believers, when difficulties afflict them, then we find the ability to manage, the ability to respond, the ability to contain, the ability to tolerate and forbear is far greater than any other people of the world. People in the world, different parts of the world, we can see what difficulty people are undergoing. Unthinkable, unfathomable. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept this aspect of Iman and faith. Is such a strong support system that we have, that even when it's weak, even in its weakness, Allah has kept so much of strength. We can imagine, in its weakness it is so strong, what happens to this support system when it is strengthened. So therefore this door is open for us, this invitation Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, and therefore it is for each and every person to appreciate it, appreciate the opportunity. Idea was today just to discuss one aspect of the Quran to allude to us as a lesson. We use this Friday. My dear friends, we should be sincere about even coming for a talk. Sometimes we use it as a routine. Sometimes we come here, perhaps our minds are switched off, our hearts are switched off. And sometimes the speaker also, myself I'm referring to, can be insincere or cannot be as motivated or as dynamic as I should be. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept whatever is being said. However, the words of the Quran always have effect. And the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most dynamic. And we cannot fall short as far as that is concerned. So perhaps sometimes the speaker is weak or he is ill-equipped, but the seeker, if he is sincere, then indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy will always befall. So Allah ta'ala open our hearts, my dear, the Quran al-Kareem. Allah open our hearts to understanding. This is the essence of life, for the heart to be opened. Once the heart opens up, then we find everything falls into perspective. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in this, we explained a few other ayat and showed how dynamic the Quran al-Kareem is in opening our hearts. In this particular part of the Quran, Allah speaks about a believer. And Allah uses a parable. Allah uses an example. And this is the nature of man, that man understands things through examples, through parables, through graphics, through motifs. When we see something, we are able to understand something better. When a graphical picture is painted in our mind, we are able to relate to it better. So Allah does this for us in the Quran al-Kareem also. It's just not a text that we read and make tilawat and we close and we open. So Allah says, Alam tara kayfa daraba Allah. The time is very short, but we will try and go through it. كيف ضرب الله مثلا كلمة طيبة. Allah says, take this example. I'm giving this example to you. Understand this example. ضرب الله مثلا كلمة. Of what? Of a word that is pure. كلمة طيبة. What is كلمة طيبة? We all know what is كلمة طيبة. لا إله إلا الله. Allah is explaining to us what is لا إله إلا الله and who is the bearer of لا إله إلا الله. كشجرة طيبة. The person who reads La ilaha illallah with sincerity, the person who brings iman and conviction in La ilaha illallah wholeheartedly, the person who brings firm faith and conviction in La ilaha illallah, Allah likens that person to a shajaratan tayyibah, to a pure tree. And what a beautiful example Allah uses. There's a lot of commentary in this, but Allah uses the example of a tree. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah makes reference and he says that this is a date tree. This is the khajur tree. This is the date palm. Because it is one of the most productive of trees. It is one of the trees that gives the best exposition of how beneficial a tree really is. We know the benefits of tree. We know the science behind a tree. We know the science behind a leaf. وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِن وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا. Allah uses the leaf as small as it is, as insignificant as it may seem, that Allah is aware even when a leaf falls from a tree. Iman, this is faith. So Allah says that this kalima, when it is embedded in the heart of a believer, it is like that tree that stands tall and is so beautiful and is admired, and its roots, asluha thabit, its roots are deeply embedded in that ground. A tree, when it is tall, when it stands high, it looks so beautiful, it is so enchanting, it is so attractive, it is so admirable, but more than all of its enchantment and the sight and the scenery, that is just one minuscule benefit of a tree. Allah says, look at it. Asluha thabit, its roots go deeply into the ground. Wa far'uha fi sama, and its leaves are high up in the heavens in the sky. The commentators say that look at a believer and look at the heart of a believer. The seed of the tree goes into the ground and we see the tree coming out. The iman, the seed of iman, the seed of la ilaha illallah is planted in the heart of a believer. And when that seed is planted, that believer begins to do good actions. He does a'mal saliha. He increases his good deeds. He brings faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He brings iman to a level through good deeds. فَرْءُهَا فِي السَّمَا. His good deeds begin to ascend towards the heavens. And it comes in a hadith also, that for every believer, Allah has kept two doors in the heaven. One door through which his sustenance comes through, and one door through which his a'mal go up. And when a person passes away, then both these doors close, and both these doors weep. For a believer, for a mu'min. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, look at this believer, his a'mal are being ascended towards the heavens all the time. And it is like the beauty of that tree, that in its leaves, in its splendor, it stretches itself out towards the heavens. The believer's a'mal ascend, and a believer is recognized also by the angels in the heavens. The more a person takes the name of Allah, the more a person makes the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more familiar a person becomes to the angels in the heavens. There are many incidents in this regard. There was a sahabi also by the name of, if I'm not mistaken, Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala, who was very well known by the angels in the heaven. On one occasion, Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam met Jibreel alayhi salam, and Jibreel alayhi salam said, pass my salam on to this particular sahabi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, how do you know the sahabi? He says, this sahabi is more well known in the heavens than he is known on the earth. Why? Because of his humility and his tawadu. Because of humility. One of the most beautiful and one of the most profound sifat and qualities of a human being is humility. This is something that needs to be learned and developed. And we learned this from a tree also. And the second quality of Hazrat Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala, لِكَسْرَةِ تِلَاوَةِ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ. He had this humility in him, and he used to recite قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ very often, and he became famous among the angels. May Allah give us tawfiq to practice upon this also. So this tree also we find, Shibli Rahmatullah Ali, He was being persecuted by some people. He began running and he ran and he ran till he took shelter under a tree, under a date palm. And he's sitting in the shade of the tree and he's thinking about his woes, that how the people have treated me. And then as he's sitting against the bark of the tree, the trunk of the tree, he begins to reflect on the tree itself. And he said, look at this tree. The people come to this tree and they throw stones at it. They throw stones at this tree so that the dates may fall, the fruit may fall off this tree. Yet the tree never deprives the stone throwers of its fruit. So therefore, I am also like a tree. I'm a believer. I'm someone who people have expectation of good from. Therefore, I should not deprive people of my knowledge and the benefit. And this is what a believer really is. That even if people taunt us, people defame us, people throw stones at us in a figurative sense, and this happens often today, when people do community work, when people do help people, serve people, assist people, despite the good that a person will do, we will find that stones will be thrown. Abuses will be hurled. And in family matters, in family relationships, to keep up family ties, we find we have to undergo these things, these difficulties. It is easy to have a relationship with people when people are easy with us. That person is being good to me, I'm being good to him, we are exchanging goodness all the time. There's no challenge in that. Where is the challenge? Laysal wasilu bil mukafi. Nabi SAW says that there is no challenge in a relationship that is even. But there is a challenge in a relationship when there is unevenness. When that person is coming across indifferent, he's playing hardball, as we say. Now, to smile at that person, now to go forward and be the better person, take the higher moral ground, practice upon the Quran Kareem, Khudil Afwa, Wa'mur bil Urfi. Quran Sharif says, Khudil Afwa. Take to forgiveness. Become a forgiving person. Become a giving person. A tree forgives and it gives. And Allah uses this parable. So many examples we can use from a tree alone. We cannot even encapsulate it in this short time. The tree draws from the ground. It draws the water. It draws the minerals. It draws the benefit. It's the effort of the tree that does all of this. It's not man's effort. Man just planted the seed. But what does it give after that? The fruit, the harvest. Amazing. And how many people benefit and how many people eat and get satiated. But what the tree does, it conceals its goodness. The root, half of the tree is concealed in the ground. So we don't go about telling people of all our good work and how much of goodness we do and how much of charity we do and how much of nafil namaz we read. And how much of good we are, and how good we are, and how good character we are. No. Conceal ourselves. That which is apparent to people, people will see. We have to come to the masjid, it's apparent. Certain things you do is unavoidable, people will see those things. We do it with humility. But that which we can conceal, we should conceal. Our great elders, our akabir and ulama, my dear friends, this one sifat and quality that they had in them, they used to conceal and conceal and conceal so much, that people used to look at them and say, this is an ordinary man. How? He's not a hazrat, he's not a great person, he's an ordinary person, he's like us, he's walking, talking, eating, got family, etc. But the spirituality and ruhaniyat that they carry with them because of their concealment. And ultimately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about the izzat and the popularity of a person through his own ways and means. So they used to conceal and they used to do a lot and they used to conceal. Today, unfortunately, we find the table is turned. We hardly do anything. What do we do really? But we want the whole world to know. So Allah give us the tawfiq and understanding this aspect of humility, the aspects of concealment that we learn from a tree. And the ayat continues, the time has expired. Allah says, تُؤْتِي أُكُلَهَا كُلَّ حِينٍ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا. That a tree is such a giving thing. It is such a mode and a machine that it is always something that is so generous. It is such in its giving that it doesn't hold back. A tree gives and it gives. What benefits we get, if we just have to look at it scientifically, the type of benefits that we get from trees, from orchards, from plantations. People will not be able to survive. Man will not be able to live without the function of a tree and the greenery and the organs that we have around as far as the environment is concerned. وَيَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالَ لِلنَّاسِ. Allah says that these are examples for people to reflect and to think about. That around us, these living organisms are there. These graphic signals and signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are there. We drive past trees, we go and see scenery on holiday. We look at these things. It should be ways in which we understand the greatness and the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should ponder and reflect over these things. We should research over these things. And the best point of research and reference always is the Quran-e-Kareem, the Furqan-e-Majid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is inviting us and calling us all the time to come back to the Quran, to look at the Quran, to recite the Quran, and to be with the Quran, to live the Quran-e-Kareem. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنِ When we will open this window of reality for ourselves, this window of understanding, this window of profoundness for ourselves, inshallah ta'ala, we will be able to water the roots of Iman in our heart. And we will find then the amal, when it will come out, person will do one action, it will be a small action, it may be something which is very small outwardly, but the power behind it, the effect behind it, the reality of it will be such, because it will be very weighty. It will be weighty, it will have sincerity in it. It will be done with humility. It will be done with the quality of sidq and truthfulness and honesty. And this is something we have to have, this relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to be genuine people. We have to be genuine believers. We have to be honest believers. We have to be true and sincere in everything that we do. Then when a person says one thing also, he will say a few words also, but that words will have effect on people. He will do a few things, but those things will take him very, very far. It will weigh very heavy on his scales on the day of Qiyamah. Otherwise, quantity is good, alhamdulillah. We should try to do things in quantity. But if we done in quantity alone, then it just becomes like a routine machine. A person is doing a lot of things outwardly, but in reality we find there is hollowness. There isn't this aspect of sincerity and honesty and truthfulness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the true understanding of Quran al-Kareem. Allah grant us and water our hearts with the benefit and the marifat of the Quran al-Kareem. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.